BitTensor subnets have been outperforming almost every asset in the world over the last few months. If you watch this episode until the end, you will understand which subnet could be the next one to have a significant breakout and why we are watching this right now.
This is an OG BitTensor subnet that has solidified itself in one of the top spots. It is emerging as a main competitor to Google Cloud and Amazon Web Services. Somehow, it's still sitting at a $40 million market cap.
Look, there is a reason that everybody is looking at BitTensor subnets right now, and it's because they are printing money. They have been outperforming almost any asset in the world, whether it be stocks or crypto or metals. If you look at BitTensor subnets, that's where the smart money is flowing. So in today's episode, we're going to be looking at a subnet that we personally think could be the next one to break out.
If you go to Tau Stats, you can literally see hundreds of thousands of dollars of capital flowing into these subnets. Mm-hmm. Why? Because these are the future. These are emerging competitors to players like Google Cloud, Amazon Web Services. And guess what? They're sitting at really small market caps and they're offering insane APYs like 40, 50%. So you're earning 50% yearly on what you're holding. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think BitTensor subnets probably offer the best risk to reward of anything I've seen in the world right now. You know, obviously this is not financial advice. This is just what we're doing and thinking, but you could potentially buy a BitTensor subnet, see a 5 to 10X return in terms of the alpha token, then Tau itself could 5 to 10x. So you're compounding, what, 20, 30, 50, 100x gains if everything goes right. That's why we are very focused on BitTensor subnets right now. When you look at what's going on with OpenClaw AI agents, the new economy is going to be built for AI agents transacting with each other. And BitTensor subnets have already built the infrastructure for this to happen. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about a subnet that's been there since basically day one. It's actually the oldest subnet on BitTensor. And as you mentioned, they're emerging as one of the largest competitors to services like Amazon AWS and Google Cloud. So today we're talking about subnet 4, which is Targon.
All right, but before we begin, make sure to like and subscribe to follow for more content just like this. And let us know in the comments, are you guys holding any Targon? Or let us know maybe possibly any other subnets that you want us to dive into that you are currently holding.
100%. So one of the reasons why Targon has been around for so long and been so successful is it's taking two of the biggest narratives in the world and putting them together, which is AI and privacy. So Targon subnet 4 is focused on secure and private decentralized AI compute. It basically allows users to rent high performance compute without trusting the hardware provider or letting anybody see any exposure to their data. And if you've seen what's been going on in the world lately with data leaks, data hacks, server outages, this is why Targon is becoming so popular, is because it prevents against this.
Yeah, they have this thing called the Targon Virtual Machine. And essentially it's a secure compute environment built on BitTensor that allows developers and companies to run confidential workloads on decentralized infrastructure. Mm. All right, confidential workloads. What exactly does that mean? Well, look, when you're on the Targon virtual machine, data remains encrypted. You have the node operators cannot see the data and the results are verifiable. So essentially all that data, it's invisible to everyone, but the data remains intact. I mean, it's exactly what you want and what you're looking for in the realm of AI.
Yeah. So, I mean, everyone, again, we mentioned everyone is familiar with Amazon AWS cloud storage, Google Cloud. These are the centralized competitors that almost every app and website or whatever has been run on for the last decade or two. But as the AI agent economy explodes, which is we are literally at the very beginning of this, we are going to see millions, if not billions, of AI agents building their own apps, transacting with each other. We need enterprise level security extremely quick, and we need it at a low cost. And that's what Targon is providing, a decentralized alternative to the centralized cloud storage, which can be very, very expensive. They can go down and they can leak user data. So that's when we really want to drive home the point that Targon's kind of competitive advantage is private decentralized cloud storage. And I think that's where that's the way the world is moving.
Yeah, so not only is Targon one of the first subnets on BitTensor, but they were also the first to solve confidential computing for decentralized systems. This is absolutely massive because it allows sensitive workloads to move on chain. You have to think about the whole AI infrastructure play here. AI model inference, financial algorithms, proprietary data sets, enterprise workloads. They need the infrastructure. They need to be on chain so it's verifiable and transparent, but it also has to be secure. When you're talking about financial data sets, right? That you can't expose that data. We talked about Amazon Web Services. There's constant hacks all the time. There's outages. When you're decentralized, you operate globally, right? So these hacks and in terms of like power outages and stuff, that doesn't necessarily happen as often with the decentralized system like this.
Yeah, there's a lot of advantages and a lot of reasons that I think the future of the AI agent economy will be choosing Targon or competitors like Targon, which are decentralized and powered by BitTensor. But then when you look at Targon specifically and why it's held up so well, as we mentioned, yeah, it is the oldest BitTensor subnet. So when it comes to, even just from a higher level perspective, when you see capital flowing into subnets, as smart money really catches on, like, okay, we have these undervalued AI infrastructure plays building in BitTensor, sometimes people don't do a lot of research. And they just look, okay, what are the oldest and most established subnets? We're going to buy those ones, right? You know, like back in the early days of crypto, it's like when money started flowing in, it's like, what are people buying? They're just going to buy Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, or whatever, BNB, because they don't do any research. When big money starts flowing to subnets, the fact that Targon's the oldest, that's like, okay, there's a level of security there. There's a level, I trust
that's Targon. Proven, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why one of the reasons we say it could be ready for a breakout, because we do see capital flowing into potential subnets, and we do see that Targon's the oldest subnet. They're also backed by a company called Manifold Labs. They've raised over $10 million in Series A funding. They're backed by top-tier venture investors. That funding can help Targon build up their infrastructure, build up their tools, connect them to other subnets or other founders or other technology providers. Basically, what we're saying is Targon is, you know, in the realm of BitTensor subnets, established, trustworthy, and I think that's one of the reasons we've seen them be successful.
Yeah, look, we'll get into the revenue in a minute because that is extremely important. And guys, I think the numbers are going to blow your mind here. But first, we need to understand, you know, what's making Targon so successful, and that is how they're incentivizing low prices. So one of the most interesting parts of Targon here is the market design. Basically, instead of fixed pricing like traditional cloud providers, Targon uses economic incentives between miners and validators to drive competition. Competition, what does it do? It drives lower prices. So here's how it works. Miners provide compute resources. The validators route workloads to the most efficient providers. Providers that are better performance at lower cost receive more work and more emissions. Mm-hmm. More emissions, more money. Yep. So they have this flywheel in effect that actually works really well for anyone who is wanting to tap into what Targon is providing.
Yeah, it's kind of like, imagine it being like Uber for pricing compute, for decentralized compute. Like the drivers on Uber that have the highest ratings, that are the most efficient, they're probably going to be getting awarded more trips, right? Or the best DoorDashers are going to be getting more deliveries, right? Well, the best miners on Targon are competing for workloads. They prove themselves, they're going to be rewarded with these cloud computes. So I think kind of all BitTensor works like that, right? Even the subnets with the emissions and stuff,
yeah.
It rewards, prove it, and will reward you, which I like.
Yeah, it's more efficient and cheaper.
Yep.
And that is how they are now starting to generate revenue. Mm. So annualized revenue, this is estimated to be around over $10 million per year from confidential AI compute services.
Mm.
Virtually year one. $10 million.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, that's pretty impressive.
And we've been talking about this a lot lately, how the next step, I think, for BitTensor and subnets is to show significant revenue. Because, you know, we look at BitTensor now and we love BitTensor, but it is still very much early days. A lot of these startups in BitTensor are just their ideas or their pre-adoption or their adoption with no revenue. But if we can start to see 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 subnets all generating revenue, think about how differently institutional investors will view BitTensor. Mm. So that's another reason why we like Targon. They're generating real revenue and significant revenue at that.
All right, you mentioned AI agents earlier in the episode. And we're speaking to a lot of different individuals in the BitTensor ecosystem. And look, I'm sure you guys who are watching this episode or listening to it on Spotify are thinking, like, how can I get involved in BitTensor? It sounds complicated. And you're right, a lot of it is. But with the Targon Serverless SDK, it allows users to easily leverage the secure compute. So there's no complicated infrastructure. There's no node management. You just plug into the network and run workloads securely. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
This is important because it lowers barriers for, look, think AI developers, startups, Web3 builders, just about anybody. When you have a proper SDK like what Targon has here, seamless plug and play.
Yeah, and we've even talked to, you know, founders of other subnets in BitTensor. They are using Targon because they're better than the centralized competitors, right? So if you are an AI developer or you're working in BitTensor or interested in any of that, some of the use cases that you can do for renting space on Targon is like AI inference, just running any of your own private models. Again, you're not exposing your data to any centralized companies. Secure data processing to analyze any sort of sensitive data, like you mentioned, financial or maybe medical or healthcare. Or just confidential machine learning. You're training on your own private data sets. Again, I think the whole world is moving towards a more privacy angle. We saw the privacy thing get red hot in crypto there. So I think a lot of this AI development over the next few years is going to be privacy centric. And Targon has use cases for all of that. So I think that's big for them.
All right, look, we said it was easy. So why not give it a try? If you guys want to check out Targon, we got a little $10 of free compute free available. Basically get some credits using the code STARTER10, STARTER, and the number 10. We got a link in the description. Check it out.
Yeah, 100%. So that's why we are bullish on Targon. We're bullish on subnets. We're bullish on BitTensor. If there's any other BitTensor subnets you want to talk about in the future, let us know in the comments.
Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.